It was just past midnight, and the air was filled with wings. An army of ravens came out of the west like a cold, black storm. Leaves rustled in the deepening chill, and over the ground a wind rolled, a darkly visible tumbleweed of air. But in the sky was a rumble such as a distant earthquake might have made. The moon was startled by the sound. The night had been peaceful, its curved sweep studded with stars. Above her, their sharp sparks bristled. She had followed this course forever, her bright edge unfolding until a pale medallion hung full in the sky. Balanced between the earth and the pincushion of stars above, she remained pleased with herself, the axis of night, the interlocutor. But now she was waning, past half, growing weaker with the loss of light, and this rumble behind her was frightening. Over her shoulder the moon watched the ravens approach. They came like a rippling sheet, its slow waves caused by unseen hands, the fury of its organization apparent even at this distance. In an instant the ravens were cawing. The first hoarse streaks of sound reached the moon and multiplied, until their monotonous echoing rattled the night.
Croak! Croak! Croak!
It came from everywhere, its hard consonants scratching at her, and under the surface a denser noise, the violent reverberations of their wings. The moon thought the whole of creation was screaming. The earth disappeared. Ravens swooped under her, so thick she could only see her own dim light flung back at her by their glossy blackness. Thousands still flooded from the west, a turbulent stream of feathers unfurling from the horizon. Beneath her, the stream curdled in a sudden arc, and the bright red darts of the raven's eyes pushed past her face in front of her. Only then did she see the net. Hooked in the raven's talons was a fine gauze, black as their wings, hardly visible in the reflected light. As the birds whirled around her, the net caught the horns of her crescent and stuck, drawn ever more tight. She was imprisoned by the layers of gauze. She was strangled by them. The hoarse screaming of the birds grew, pulsing through her until the cawing seemed to be coming from inside. She could see nothing more. She felt herself stiffen, the sudden onset of vertigo releasing into the certainty of fall, and she groaned as the ravens wrenched her free from her path over the earth. Her fire went out. The night filled with a horrible rush, the dissonant flapping of thousands of wings, the hollow suck as she left her orbit, and the creeping cold of the wind which took her place.